this week. Free condom.
HIV and AIDS case manager Regina Toby is handing out bags of condoms in Five Points. There are about 20,000 of them up for grabs.
Come on, stocking stuffers. You got a whole bunch? All right, then. All right. Thank you.
So people are taking them?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Thursday was World AIDS Day, and the nonprofit Northeast Florida AIDS Network has been spreading awareness and protection all week.
Just try your best. You know, we're trying to control the epidemic, and it's still out here, and it's still prevalent, and people just don't understand the importance.
Dr. Max Wilson heads the HIV/AIDS program for the Duval Department of Health. He says Duval has the third highest rate of new HIV cases among metro areas in the state. The county has what he calls an aggressive strategy, testing about 30,000 people a year,
which is about 11% of all the testing in the state,
which could partly account for the high prevalence of HIV, but also the effectiveness of testing. The department is also asking doctors to start incorporating HIV testing into routine exams. Wilson says the good news is declines in mother-to-child transmission and declines in new infections among African-American women, which had been high in the past.
Challenge-wise, we unfortunately continue to see relatively stable, if not slightly increasing, levels of infections among men who have sex with men.
And the average age of people getting diagnosed with HIV or AIDS is getting younger, from late 30s, early 40s to late 20s over the last few years.
Which could indicate that they're becoming infected earlier, or rather that younger people are becoming more aware of the need to test.
Duval County Public Schools partner with the Health Department, the University of North Florida, and the LGBT youth nonprofit Jasmine to train health teachers and improve policies. According to the most recent anonymous student survey, 73% of Duval high schoolers say they learned about preventing HIV in school, below the national average of 85%. Students take a health course in middle school and one in high school, says Duval Superintendent Nikolai Vitti.
We are required by statute to teach abstinence, but at the same time be very clear that there are other strategies that prevent STDs, HIV.
He says, for instance, teachers are allowed to talk about condom use, but they can't give them to students. But several Duval high schools like Sandalwood, Rebaul, and Terry Parker have campus health centers where students can get condoms and
they can participate in group education, STD testing, HIV testing, and also pregnancy testing.
But stigma can be a barrier to getting tested.
Because they're afraid that if people know that they have HIV or even know that they're being tested, that they'll be discriminated against, that they'll be rejected, that people will be mean to them.
Cindy Watson is executive director of Jasmine. Her LGBT youth nonprofit serves kids as young as 13. If teens test positive,
we help them every step of the way. We help schedule the doctor's appointments. We go with them to appointments.
Last year, 55 HIV-positive young people worked with Jasmine case managers. And because of treatment, almost half of them have suppressed the virus to the point where it doesn't show up in blood tests and it's much harder to transmit. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.